equipment. Lynch Equipment Company. By Ozark Hills Realty. Whitney Frazier, agent. KT Roofing. Hawkins Home and Lawn. Butler Heating and Air. Bailey Chevrolet. JB's Health Mart. Iron Brand Realty. J&J Recovery. Don's Auto Service. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Edgler and Harper. And by Bell's Body Shop.
And hello, and we welcome you to West Plains High School. And on this cold January night, we've got basketball between the, it's not a donkey basketball game, but we have the mules here. The Zizzers playing host to the Poplar Bluff Mules. And a return back to the West Plains High School gym after a cold road trip to Salem the other night. The Zizzers were able to win in overtime. Their record now for the year is 4-7. The Mules are 7-6. They've been just a little bit uneven. And I think we got Jim coming in here. He's going to take Perch, and he'll be doing the live stream. Anyway, we'll pause here for just a moment. And we'll come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
It is a madhouse of basketball this week on KDY with this game tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Grizzlies at home against the Vikings of Jefferson College. Thursday night, we'll be here for the Ladies Zizzers contest. I believe they play Ozark. The Friday night game, the Zizzer boys will be at Ozark. Then Saturday, we'll broadcast from Fitzsimmons John Arena at Moberly as the Grizzlies play the Greyhounds. A timeout. Back in 2.5 minutes for the tip-off between West Plains and Poplar Bluff on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, Uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Now, all right, we come back to West Plains High School. We're picking up the starters for this game for both teams. We'll start with the West Plains Zizzers. They are 4-7. They're coached by Mason Miller. Starting five for West Plains, and Mason has had pretty much a standard starting lineup this season. Tonight is no exception. Starting five will be Ethan Tuma, 6-foot senior guard. Jared Kraft is a 6'2 guard, a junior. Jacob Moore, 6'3 junior. Clayton Robbins, 6'5 senior. And Josiah Long, a 6'3 junior guard. Poplar Bluff will start this five. Markel Hurd, a 6'5 sophomore forward. Jay Edmondson is a 5'11 senior guard. Dallas Williams, a 6'4 junior, playing up front. Brendan Durden is a 6'1 senior. And Sammy Durden, a 6'4 sophomore. That is the Poplar Bluff lineup, and we're just about ready to tip this game off. In fact, the players are already out on the floor and ready to go. Well, if something happens for Poplar Bluff, and I just say Durden, I got a 40% chance of being right. Here's Bluff. They win the tip. They shoot it quick. In the corner, no good. Ball is out of bounds off the Zizzers. It'll be Poplar Bluff ball. Poplar Bluff in the dark maroon with silver and white. Here's the inbound play to the far corner. They'll circle outside on the left wing. Three ball is in the air and no good. Rebound, weak side, put up and no good. Now the rebound. Josiah Long has it off the miss by Dallas Williams. They got some good shots, but nothing went in. Ethan Tuma out to the left side to the point. Jared Kraft. Backdoor cut, good feet underneath. Josiah Long bounces to the point. Ethan, wide open three, is off the back iron. Rebound tipped to the right side, picked up by the Poplar Bluff Mules. And now we'll have a foul in the backcourt on West Plains. They triple team the rebounder. And somebody was going to get called for something. That somebody getting called for something was Clayton Robbins. He fouled out of the game at Salem the other night. Second possession of the game for Poplar Bluff. No score. 50 seconds in. At the right point, the Mules will move it. Durden over on the right side to Hurd. Over the top pass to the left wing. They get it to Dallas Williams. He is 6'5". Good athlete. Runs the baseline. Corner shot is in the air for three, and it's good. Markel Hurd. There's the first basket of the ball game. Ethan Tuma is called for a double dribble. As he got the ball into the front court, he was wanting to make a backdoor bounce pass, but got hung up with the ball and turned it over. Mules play it in with Jay Edmondson down the front court. Brendan Durden. Ball tipped out of bounds by West Plains. He'll stay with Poplar Bluff. 6:33 to go in the first quarter. West Plains sits back in the 2-3 zone while the Mules play it in at midcourt. They look left. They move right. Edmondson has it. They'll move it to the left wing. Step through to the right wing. Edmondson has it. Back outside. Around the horn. Over on the left wing. Back to the right point. Edmondson holds. Poplar Bluff taking their sweet time. Long three, right wing, no good, way off the mark. That's a long possession to take a shot like that. I think it hit the side of the backboard, and that was it. West Plains back, crap, free ball, right wing, spins out, and the rebound controlled by Bluff. They come back quick with Edmondson, but he is cut off by Tuma up the right sideline. They'll feed it back now at the left point with it. Dallas Williams, pull-up shot, 14-footer good. That was a nice looking shot. Dallas Williams makes it a 5-0 ball game, and Bluff with the early advantage. West Plains got down 11-0 at Salem the other night. That is a slow start. Baseline pull up. Clayton Robbins jumper good from 15 feet. Clayton Robbins tracks the scoreboard, and West Plains is in the game. 5-2 pass in the middle, tipped away, nearly stolen. Hurd has it in the corner. Pass to the low block. Wraparound pass in the corner. Up fake by Williams, cut off by Long. Back out on the wing, Edmondson. Dribbles into the elbow, step through, back out to the right wing. Open shot for a three is in the air, no good. Rebound over the back, foul is going to be called on Markell Hurd for Poplar Bluff. Good block out that time. I think it was Jacob Moore. Did a good job staying between the defender and the basket. Clayton Robbins, he'll bring it up to the left side. West Plains could tie the game with a three here. Robbins spins to the middle, all the way to the hole, goes up, got fouled, he'll shoot two. He just went to work on Brendan Durden that time. Durden stands 6'1", Clayton 6'5". So he had a pretty good size mismatch, took advantage of it. Ooh, they're going to call it. Here's a free throw. Good. They did not call that on Durden. They called it on Hurd, who was trying to help out on the play. So suddenly, the 6'5 forward picked up his second foul with his 3 minutes played in the ballgame. First free throw good by Clayton. He'll get one more try. And it's good. West Plains down by one, 5-4. Bluff on offense, they'll sub into the game. J.R. Latham, a 5'10 junior guard underneath. Edmondson back out to the left point. Three is in the air, no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore has it off the miss by Williams. Up the right sideline, Jared Kraft, West Plains could grab the lead. Off a high screen, 17-footer floating to the left is no good. Rebounded by Latham. And Poplar Bluff comes back left to right to Maroon. On the right side, lob pass to the baseline. Pull-up shot off the side iron, no good, as that time Sammy Durden, 6'4 kid, went up for the shot, came down hard, and he is limping behind the play. And they blow the play dead as Durden limps up the floor, as West Plains at the basketball. Somebody hollers, that's not how it works. You're right, that's not how it's supposed to work. Supposed to wait till you get possession back. If you got to play 5-on-4, you got to play 5-on-4. Josiah Long on the inbound play. Somebody's got to move, and Ethan Tuma gets it. High post, Moore to the right wing. Jared Kraft goes baseline. Double team back outside to Moore. Kraft, bounce pass underneath. Layup good by Jacob Moore. Good give and go play. Jacob Moore, first basket of the game, and West Plains now take the lead of 6-5. Latham, cross court to the right point. Dallas Williams, holes on the right side. Edmondson back to the left point, left wing. Latham up fake. Now bounce outside to Edmondson. Ball tipped away and stolen. West Plains with Kraft. Tip pass picked up by Tuma. Ethan Tuma. Jacob Moore spins, goes all the way to the hole and lays it in with the left hand. So the Zizzers are really beating these guys off the dribble badly. They're going to have to get out of this man-to-man and just play straight zone because they can't guard West Plains straight up. 3:16 to go, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
3:06 and counting. We're in the first quarter at West Plains High School on KDY. The West Plains Scissors with a 3-point lead on the Poplar Bluff Mules. 8-5 front court. Williams with an up fake for Bluff. 17-footer is on the way, and it is good. Nice shot. Dallas Williams has 4 of the 7 for Poplar Bluff. Robbins in the front court, picked up by Williams. Nearly lost the ball. Cross court pass on the right corner. Josiah Long goes to the baseline, goes up, hangs, shoots, and scores, and a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Latham gets the foul, his first. Josiah Long gets the basket and a free throw. And it's no good. Long rebound, and Josiah went after it, touched it last. Let's see who they give it to. It will be Poplar Bluff basketball. So Bluff has it in the backcourt. Zizzers up by 3. Out front. Edmondson. West Plains pulls their zone up a little bit. They don't sit back quite as much here as you normally see them. They've got to be aware of number 4 here on the wing. Here's a turn from the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Jacob Moore with a terrific rebound. He went up, got it with 2 hands, and that was it. Left wing. Robbins, 3 ball. In and out. Back in again. Why, that should count 6. Right wing. Williams for Bluff. No good. Rebound to Kraft. Jared Kraft comes back. They don't hustle back on defense too hard. Kraft ahead of the field, now back out to the point. Robbins, another 3. Good. 4 points. I can't believe Bluff isn't calling a timeout right now, but they're not. Here's the reach-in foul at the defensive end. Josiah Long just picked up his first foul. 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Front court. Lob pass across. Bad pass stolen. Here goes Josiah, coast to coast. Lays it up and good. There is the timeout. A bucket late anyway. With 1:22 to go in the first quarter, West Plains has jumped on the mules and riding 18-7, back in 1 minute on KDY.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service. All at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back to play, and here's how bad it is for Poplar Bluff. They've had to put Markell Hurd back in the game with those 2 fouls here in the first quarter with a minute to go. Bounce pass on the baseline. Inside shot no good by Durden. Tipped out of bounds. West Plains basketball. And now the Mules will get Sammy Durden back in the ball game off the bench. Zisser ball in the backcourt. They get it into Kuma. He holds up, now circles right, middle of the floor. Good pass to Kraft. Ball is almost stolen, but picked up by Kraft. And a reach-in foul on the Mules with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kraft dribbled between defenders. And the foul is on Latham. That's number two on him. Fourth foul of the first quarter, so no bonus. Lob pass down low. Give and go. Oh, a ball tipped off the hands of Moore. Circles out to the right corner. Baseline all the way in. Got his shot blocked. And Durden has it for the Mules. Stolen by Duma. Took it away. Waits for help. Goes baseline. Cut off. Back pass on the wing. Josiah to the point to Kraft. Kraft, left elbow, pull up jumper. Good. Yeah. 20 seconds to go. It was 5-0. And West Plains has outscored them 20-2. Left point shot. Free ball no good. Rebound Clayton Robbins. Jacob Moore over to Long with 6 seconds. Step through. Kick it on the wing. Duma. Three ball no good. And the rebound to Durden. Shoots from the other end and no good. That's the end of the first quarter. And again, West Plains on a 20-2 scoring run here. Have taken command early with a 20-7 lead on Poplar Bluff. Quarter two is coming up in a minute on KD1.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the Health Smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains. From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Great start, second quarter. Eddie Duggar is the head official here. He's been doing this for like, I don't know, 40 years. He asked me the other day, how long are you going to be doing this? I said, I can ask you the same thing. On the left side, baseline long, baseline handoff, pass inside, layup good by Jacob Moore. We are just shredding their defense. We're getting any shot we want, any time we want it. On the right side, Brendan Durden, 22-7. Long three, left side, no good. Rebound will be tipped across, picked up by Dallas Williams. Bluff will reset. Can't miss him out there. He's the one with the bright Sherbert shoes in the paint. Evanson, pull up, 12-footer off the board, straight on, good. Jay Evanson's first basket, 22-9. Up the right side, Kraft, front court, baseline, Moore. Beats it way outside, around the horn, left corner. Three ball, Robbins, no good. Long rebound, though, chased down by Jacob Moore. And the Sixers try again. Baseline move by Long, goes up, gets the shot blocked by Durden. And that's a foul on Josiah in the backcourt. See that one coming. After the blocked shot, he went after the guy that got the ball. And generally, in a lot of cases, the whole time, it's almost automatic. Frustration and trying to do too much. Poplar Bluff with the basketball, 6:45 to play in the first half. Evanson at the point on the right baseline drive in. Durden puts it up on the move and good. That's Brendan Durden. And in the first basket. Full court pressure now by Poplar Bluff. Up the floor, cross court pass over to Kraft. in the right corner. Aiden Judd is in the ball game for West Plains. On the wing, here's Robin. Three ball, no good. Rebound long, though. Tuma has it. Goes up and lays it off the board. No good. Tipped out, picked up by Edmondson for Poplar Bluff. They push it up the floor. Three on two all the way. Goes up and shoots it, and no good. But a foul will be called on the play against West Plains. Clayton Robbins picks up his second foul. So that's not good. But first free throw here by Edmondson is no good. It could be a lot worse. You got a West Plains has an 11-point lead. And so if Coach Miller wants to rest Clayton Robbins here with those two fouls, he can afford to do that if he prefers. But next free throw, no good. Rebound, Dallas Williams has it for Bluff. Bluff, 12-footer, good. I was telling Dylan during the commercial, he looks like a real player. 22-13, West Plains lead, cut down to 9. Up the floor, front court, Judd to the right corner. Back goes the other way. Robbins on the baseline, bump fake, right hand reverse. No good, but he got fouled on the play. I really love the fact that West Plains was pressed, but still attack the basket. That's what you got to do. If you're passive and just kind of sitting back, just trying to break the press, that doesn't usually turn out real well. Free throw for Clayton Robbins. First try is good. After the foul on Bryson Faulkner, a 6'1 senior in the ballgame. Second try, good. Clayton Robbins with a pair. And 12 points. And the Zizzer lead back to 11, 24-13. Edmondson drives in, steps through, gets trapped, kicks it outside to Dallas Williams at the right point. Now back on the left wing. Edmondson steps, pops a three. It's good. Edmondson 5 points on this quarter. West Plains against the press. Up 24-16. Up ahead, Jacob Moore to the point. Robbins catches, shoots a three, and it's good. He has 15 points here in the first half. 5:10 to go. Long three, right side. No good by Dallas Williams. Rebounded, tipped by Kraft over to Tuma, and he'll come up the right side with it under the five-minute mark. Left corner, Robbins again. Ganning, no, but the rebound on the weak side by Judd. Loose on the floor, timeout call by West Plains, and they'll have the ball after the timeout. 4:48 to play. First half, it'll be a 30-second timeout. Scissors 27, Poplar Bluff 16. Back in 30 seconds on Katie Watt.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Under the five-minute mark now in the second quarter, West Plains leads this game 27-16. They lead by 11, led by 13 after one. Rob on the inbound pass in the paint. Robbins double team, leans in, got caught with a walk. Only the second turnover on West Plains tonight. Wasn't a bad move if they'll let you do it. The response was negative in this case. At the right point, left point now. Edmondson dribbles in, stops, back outside. The ball is in the air for a three. No good. Tip over, and there's Hurd picking up his third foul. I can't believe they put him back in the game. But he's got three now, and he's going out of the game. They will sub him for Justin Briscoe, who's a 6'8 sophomore. So this now the Mules will call their press pressure off And they go strictly to a, they back it up to a zone. Playing a 2-3 like the West Plains defense. Free throw line, step through, Kraft on a runner. Up the good, and Jared Kraft lofted that one over the 6'8 player's head. And Jared has 4 points. It's 29-16. West Plains trying to win for the fifth time this year. Here's a dribble in. And we have a whistle, and we have a blocking foul on the Zizzers. Ethan Tuma just got called for his first foul. Inbound play out front. Dallas Williams on the catch for the Mule. They're down 13. Bounce pass on the baseline. Durden is wide open and makes the shot from 12 feet. Sammy Durden with the basket, his first. 29-18. Front court, West Plains spreads the floor, tries to spread the zone a little. Landon Montgomery in the ballgame for West Plains. High post, Robbins turns to the middle, great move, and oh, he missed an easy one. He probably thought he had someone on his hip, but he was wide open and couldn't get the ball to fall. Fade away, Williams at the other end, and no good, ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by West Plains. Jacob Moore's coming back in for Landon Montgomery. 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. Lob pass out front. Briscoe back outside to the corner. Back to Briscoe, low block. 6'8 kid faces, shoots, no good. Rebound put up, but they lost it on the way up. Durden lost it on the way up. And West Plains comes back with it. Tuma, cross court pass to Jared Kraft. Back to the zone for Poplar Bluff to the right corner. Lob to the low block. And a foul will be called on Briscoe for Poplar Bluff. Reaching in on the pass down low to Aiden Judd. Number 2:50 left in the first half. 29-18, lob on the inbound. In the middle, here's Robbins. Pump fake goes up, got blocked. Dallas Williams got a hand on that one. And back come the Mules on the baseline. Just good defense. Good tough defense. And that forced a walk by Sammy Gerd. That's the best play of the game right there. Aiden Judd just stood his ground, bodied up, did his foul, and eventually it caused Poplar Bluff to turn the ball over for the third time tonight. Front court, Robbins, left wing three. No good. Long to the corner, though. Chased down by Aiden Judd. He'll lob it out front. And Tuma is fouled as they went for a steal there with Jay Edmondson. Should be, I think, the fourth team. And it is the fourth team foul on Poplar Bluff. So, 2:27 to go. The Scissors will shoot two shots on each foul from here on with 2.5 to go in the half. Jared Kraft on the right side in the corner. Aiden Judd to the left point. Tuma, low block. Moore, fadeaway. Tim Footer blocked by Briscoe. And a whistle. Did we get a tie-up? We do. Tie-up, and it'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. So the Mules have the ball in the backcourt. West Plains on top, 29-18. On the right wing, Dallas Williams. They'll move it around the horn to the left side. They'll hold it there. Now move it back. On the baseline, Willis, bounce pass in, it's knocked away. West Plains gets the steal. And now whistle, and that is just a horrible, 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 horrible call. Jared Kraft is moving at about a 70-degree angle over on the right side of the floor, and the defensive player is moving all over the place, and he gets the call on the charge. So Kraft gets his first foul. In the left corner, Williams launches for three, no good, and the rebound taken by Lincoln. And Bluff will give it back down to Durden. He'll drive and miss the dunk. And that gives it back to the Scissors. you always score on the other team if they miss a dunk, right? Three ball, left corner, good. Way that goes, 32-18, 14 points, scissor lead, 112 to go, first half. Step through Edmondson at the left point. Step through again, and that'll be a holding foul on West Plains. Probably Jared Kraft, that'll be his second. Two on Jared Kraft, so he has two. Blake Robbins has two. Ty Long has two. And it'll be two here for Bearden. And the first one is good. He has 3 points. He'll have one more. That makes it 32-19. This is Brendan Durden. Second attempt is no good. Rebound. Ethan Tuba with 105 to go in the half. 32-19. West Plains, right corner. Judd goes baseline all the way. Laid it up and good. They didn't see that one coming. 34-19. Dallas Williams, 6'4". You list him as whatever. He's just a ball player. Shot from the wing for three, no good. And Durden puts up the rebound, put back, and that's good. Sammy Durden now with 4 points. 30 seconds left in the half. West Plains may play for the last shot. It looks like they will. 25 seconds left. Kraft dribbles in. Back out. Judd back to the point. To Moore. Now to Kraft. 14 seconds. Left wing Tuma in the corner. Robbins back outside. 6 seconds. Pulls up. 15-footer. It's no good. Got his own rebound. Shoots from 10. No good. And the ball is controlled by Bluff, and that's the end of the first half. Good first half for West Plains. As they go in at the break with a 13-point lead in this non-conference game against Poplar Bluff. Again, West Plains up 34-21 against the Mules. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more
than a farm store. If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at TLGTrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
This is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4. What can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me and my Rick's got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on Cell 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
34-21 is the halftime score here as West Plains has the advantage after the first 16 minutes on the Poplar Bluff Mules. Saw a young lady come up here in the bleachers and standing in front of her mom and dad, and before long, Dad's popping out the wallet, cracking open the cash. I thought, you know, that brings back some good memories. Remember those days? Anyway, at halftime, West Plains is being paced by Clinton Robbins. He had a big first half, 15 points. 6 by Jacob Moore, 4 from Jared Kraft, 4 from Josiah Long, 3 from Ethan Tuma, and 2 for Aiden Judd. West Plains only had 2 turnovers in the first half. Back to the two teams combined for a total of 5. West Plains was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Poplar Bluff leading scorer is Dallas Williams. He has 6. Jay Edmondson has 5. 4 points for Sammy Durden. 3 points for Markel Hurd. And 3 points for Brendan Durden. Scissors, as mentioned, 4 out of 5 in the line. The Mules were 1 out of 4. The Scissors tonight, sort of a side note, actually 2 side notes. First, West Plains hasn't beaten Poplar Bluff in a while. In fact, Bluff has won the last 4 meetings. But on the other hand, Poplar Bluff at 7-6. This is their first true road game of the year. They've either played at home or on neutral sites, but they have not played a definitive road game on an opponent's court. They're getting some of that tonight, and it's not working out real well for them so far. 34-21, and we'll take another timeout here. The second half should be rolling in before too long. 34-21, West Plains on top of Poplar Bluff. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Scissor Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
Looking for a compact track loader with next-level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Next broadcast tomorrow night from the West Plains Civic Center. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies will try to even their season record at 9-9. And that will be against the Jefferson College Vikings from Hillsboro. We played them last season, haven't played them very often over the years. Played them last year at Hillsboro and lost. We'll see if we can turn that around tomorrow night. Well, for Poplar Bluff, you're down by 13. Since West Plains started this game down 5-0, they outscored Poplar Bluff 34-16 and went on a 20-2 run to take control of the ball game. That was in the first quarter. So both teams are back out. We're just about ready to go. Whose ball will it be? It'll be West Plains' ball to start the second half. Again, starting five, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, and Josiah Long. As we start the second half, worth noting that three players for West Plains have two fouls, Jared Kraft, Clayton Robbins, and Josiah Long. For Poplar Bluff, forward Michael Hurd has three, and J.R. Lathan, guard off the bench, has two, and here we go with the second half. Scissor basketball, Clayton Robbins up high. Guarded by Markell Hurd. And now Josiah dribbles it off the foot out of bounds, turnover in the first 15 seconds. In the front court, Durden on the left side to Hurd. Hurd at the point, Edmondson back outside, now on the wing. Here's a pull up from 15, no good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Touch last by West Plains. 28 seconds into the second and half, and West Plains leading 34-21. Inbound corner, three ball is launched and no good. Rebound is popped for, put back up and in by Sammy Durden, who has six. 34-23. West Plains brings it down. They've got Hurd guarding Clayton Robbins. That's a huge mistake. Here's a lean in and a shot up. No good by Robbins. Through contact, didn't get a whistle. Rebounded by Hurd. Now over to Edmondson. Wraparound bounce pass on the baseline. Blocked away by Robbins, and they're going to call him for a foul. They're going to call someone for a foul. I don't know if it's Clayton, it may be Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore gets the foul, that's his first, so that's a break for West Plains. Jacob fouled out at Salem, of course, who didn't foul out at Salem, I mean. And still, West Plains won that ball game. That was a crazy one. Inbound underneath, Hurd, Trapp, knocked away, loose, picked up. Durden lost it in the lane. He's been in there forever. Lays it up and good. Sammy Durden. Now the other end, Kraft, right-hand reverse. Layup is good. Kraft with a terrific move going right across the baseline to his left. And he got the leg, and now the other end. Here's what's going to block the foul on Jacob Moore. As Edmondson drove the ball from the right wing and coin flip, and it landed on Poplar Bluff's side. Jacob Moore gets his second foul. Mason Miller doesn't go very deep on his bench normally. He will right now, though. Aiden Judd in the ball game. On the right wing, set for a three. It's way short. Rebound, Clayton Robinson. Oakland comes back. Way up the left side, Tuma. Front court, dishes across. Long, hesitates to the right corner. Three ball, crapped. It's rounded out. Dallas Williams rebounds for Poplar Bluff. He nearly carries the basketball. Gets it over to Edmondson. Back out on the right wing. Down the key, Durden all the way. Hang shoots and scores, and he is trying to bring them back on his own. He has all three baskets, and now it's a nine-point game again, 36-27. West Plains literally can get whatever shot they really want to get if they'll just take a little time. High screen, crap. Pull up, 14-footer. He got fouled on the shot. He'll shoot two with 5:46 to play in the third. Dallas Williams is called for the foul on the block. Jared Kraft will shoot. First one is good. Next try is no good. Hipped out of bounds. Nope. Saved from going out of bounds. Good play that time by Sammy Durden from Poplar Bluff. Dallas Williams, left quarter, works across the lane. Dip down pass. Terrible pass. Stolen back up the floor. Goes all the way. Kraft goes up, and he got fouled on the shot. He was going to try to dunk it, and he got took out against the wall for the second straight game. That happened at Salem the other night, only a little bit rougher. Edmondson gets called for his second foul. No, Jared Kraft to the line for West Plains tonight. He is one out of two. First one here, good. Back in the game, J.R. Lathan at guard for Poplar Bluff as Jared Kraft will have one more try. 38-27, and good. 39-27. 5.5 left in the third. On the left baseline, Durden goes in, goes up, missed it, rebounded. Judd has it for West Plains, and now Clayton Robbins will bring it up. Robbins picked up at the point, picks up the dribble. Over to Judd, now over on the right sideline. It's Josiah Long with a curl over the top to his left on the left wing. Judd goes baseline, back outside to the corner. Three by Long, it's off the lip of the rim, no good. Tipped up, kept alive, picked up by Markell Hurd, and stolen by West Plains, Aiden Judd. Now the Zizzers reset, down the key all the way. Layup, Kraft is good. Eric Kraft hooked in and laid it off the board. And he now has 7 in the quarter and 11 for the night. Left side, Jay Edmondson. Stepped through. Now Durden spins, baseline shot, no good, tipped high in the air, and again, Aiden Judd gets the rebound. And now foul in the backcourt will be called on the Mules. Brendan Durden will get his first foul. On a reach-in, 4:27 to go in the third. Third quarter, 41-27. West Plains had a 13-point lead at the break. They've expanded that by one, so Kraft will have it in the backcourt. And Poplar Bluff back to the straight man-to-man. Kraft down the key, kicks it to the left corner. Good catch by Tuma. Back out to the point. Jared Kraft has it. West Plains, here's the ball loose on the floor, and it's stolen. Bluff takes it away, back the other end, all the way on the right, running right-hander. No good by Judge. West Plains comes back with Tuma. Josiah Long in the corner. Deep corner shot. Three ball, good. Drained it from the right corner. Now at the other end, Evanston nearly turned the ball over. Pass to the high post. Here's a lead-in shot. Block, foul. With 3:42 to go in the third quarter. And West Plains lead now 17. Blake Robinson picked up his third foul. I would certainly consider, if I were Coach Miller, of getting Clayton out for at least a while. First free throw is no good by Brendan Durden. Well, we are going to get a sub, but it's going to be Josiah Long coming out instead. Clayton, the first scissor with three fouls. Next try is good. One out of two. 44-28. Down the key all the way. They're trapped. Beat the man on the dribble, but he missed the shot. Williams couldn't keep up with him. And it's rebounded by the Mules. They come back in the lane. Hurd pulls up, forces a wild shot off the board. Good. Straight on board shot by Hurd. He locks it all the way up. It looks to me like it counts for two. 14-point game. 3:10 left, third quarter. West Plains 5, 14. On the wing, Aiden Judge got a three. It rims off, and the rebound taken down by Brendan Durden. And back comes Poplar Bluff. Got to stop the basketball all the way in. Shot on the run is good. Kraft has it. Kraft can beat Dallas Williams. And there's an offensive foul at the West Plains end, and Clayton Robbins has picked up his fourth foul. So we left him out there, and now he's got four, and he's sitting for a while. Now what do you do? You're probably going to run most of your offense now through Jared Kraft. 44-32. Edmondson, point three is good. 9-point game, 44-35. At the point, Josiah Long out front. Jared Kraft, illegal screen on Jacob Moore. That's his third foul. And that was a good call. Jacob setting the screen for Jared Kraft, leaned in to the defender. 2:14 to go in the third. Poplar Bluff has trimmed it down to 9, 44-35. And back in a minute on KDY.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
So, with 2:14 to go in the third quarter, West Plains is up by 9, 44-35. Led by as many as 60. Here's a steal. Jared Kraft takes it away. Step through right hand. Layup is good. Boy, he is a good athlete. Jared Kraft makes it 46-35. On the right wing, step back, no shot. Now to the left corner. He'll take it down the baseline. Edmondson feeds it behind him to Durden, back to the left point. Latham's open for the three, and it's no good. And a foul against Hopper Bluff on the rebound. That's number four on Markell Hurd. So with 1:43 to go in the third quarter, Hurd goes out of the game. They'll put Briscoe back in there at 6-8. So Justin Briscoe back to the ball game for Bluff. And he's going to have to deal with Aiden Judd. And I can guarantee you, Aiden Judd's got a muscle advantage there. Here's the ball knocked away into the backcourt. Jared Kraft will dribble it up, kick it to the wing, and now foul on Edmondson. Edmondson on the reach in, his third foul. Should be two shots for Jared Kraft. That's, I believe, the 15 foul. Jared Kraft didn't start the Salem game, but came on to have a huge night. He had 23. So the officials have to talk about something. Whatever it is, we're ready to go. Jared Kraft to shoot two. First try, good. Good shooters, good free throw shooters. They just look at this as, hey, this is gravy. This is free. This is free stuff right here. One more try for Jared Kraft. He has 14 points. Next one, no good. Rebound comes off to the right. Pulled down by Sammy Durden. It's 47-35, 12-point game. So Bluff, here's the shot from the right wing. Dallas Williams for a three. No good. Rebound. Durden on the weak side. He puts it up in the right hand. Good. He is a good rebounder. Sammy Durden has 8 points in the quarter and 12 for the game. Back to a 10-point game, 47-37. Baseline, Josiah Long. Bounce back outside. Crab, one bounce. 17. Footer is no good, but he got fouled. And he'll shoot two. J.R. Latham gets his third foul. So Jared Kraft will go to the line and shoot his seventh free throw attempt in this third quarter. No good. That one was a little stiff, a little quick. Take a breath, bend the knees, and put some good rotation on it. Here it comes. Good. The Mules will substitute here and put Corbin Thomas in the ballgame for the first time tonight. He'll come in for J.R. Latham. Corbin Thomas, a 6'3 junior. Now back to play. 48-37. One out of two from the line for Jared Kraft. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Left side way out for a three. No good. Rebounded by Jacob Moore. He'll get it to Ethan Kuma. Up the side. They try to track. Get it to Moore in the middle. Feed it back to the corner. Ethan, three ball. No good. Short. Pulled away by Durden. To Durden. Up the left side. Long pass to Edmondson. Goes baseline. Cut off by Josiah Long. Now take to the end. Double team. Shot block. Foul with 23 seconds left. And that quite possibly will be the third foul on Josiah Long, and it is. So it's in the act of shooting. Both teams over the limit anyway in this quarter. 23 seconds left in the third with Poplar Bluff and Jay Edmondson at the line, and the first try is no good. Next try, good. Edmondson makes one out of two. Popper Bluff is three out of eight from the line, 48-38. Kuma on the right side, out to Jacob Moore. 10 seconds to go in the third. Spread it out. Here's Jared Kraft. It's a high screen. There's a hole. Step through all the way. Right hand layup. Good. Foul the play. The basket count. Four guys tried to stop him on the way to the basket, and they couldn't do it. Great move by Jared Kraft. Brendan Durden with his second foul. Poplar Bluff. 50-38, 3.4 seconds left in the third quarter. So, for the conventional three-point play, this ball is around and out. No good. Dallas Williams for rebound. Don't foul here. Midcourt, half-court shot is no good. That's the end of quarter number three. With the score, West Plains 50, Poplar Bluff 38. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Eight minutes to go in regulation. West Plains led after the first two quarters by 13. They lead by 12 starting the fourth. They have a lot of foul trouble, though. Jacob Moore and Josiah Long each have three. Clayton Robbins on the bench with four. He's had a big night. But he is on the bench right now. Meanwhile, Poplar Bluff has the ball to start the fourth quarter. To the right baseline, Durden cut off, wraparound pass, kicked out of bounds by Josiah Long. He'll stay with Poplar Bluff. Latham back at the game for the Mules. Thomas goes out. They'll play it inbounds from underneath. Ethan Tuma, Jacob Moore, Josiah Long, Aiden Judd, and Jacob Moore. That's your five right now. In the paint. Here's Durden. Drives in. Missed it. Tipped over. Got his own rebound. Missed it again. Got his own rebound. Missed it again. Rebound. Josiah Long, and he got fouled. Well, they weren't wanting for opportunity there. Meanwhile, it's the third foul on Brendan Durden for Poplar Bluff. At midcourt, Josiah Long in the front court. To the point. Kraft dribbles over to the baseline. Long hook pass back to Long, to Kraft. And he'll circle back outside and reset the offense. 30 seconds into quarter four. Why isn't the clock running? The clock, the time on the clock is frozen. Here's the shot up, no good. No one caught that. A good 30 seconds ran off, and the clock just sat there. Why did no one catch that? Free throw for Jacob Moore. And no good. He'll get one more. Next try. Good. The last foul was the fourth foul on Jay Edmondson. And now it's running. All right. Just 30 seconds late. On the left side, three. Edmondson, no good. Rebound, foul inside against Poplar Bluff. And let's see who that's on. That'll be the fourth foul on J.R. Latham. He has a plate bunch, but when he's been out there, he's been piling them up. 51-38. West Plains basketball in the backcourt. They get it in Ethan Tuma. Don't stay out of that corner. Now gets it middle of the floor. Gets it over the timeline, and the offense takes shape. Down the right side, Kraft. Crossover dribble at the elbow. Lost it. Got it back to Jacob Moore. Jacob off the screen. Dribbles in. Turns his back. Back out to the point to Kraft. So going with the time as it reads. 6:50 to play. In the corner, Tuma. Back to the point to Kraft. Jared puts it on the deck. Bounce pass baseline to Moore. To the baseline, goes across court, wide open three for Tuma. Good! Only two passes tonight, but they were both threes, and that makes it a 16-point game, 54-38. That's a big, big, big basket. Edmondson, left wing. Latham's going to shoot a three, and he missed out. Way off the mark. Judd, now Clayton Robbins back in the ballgame. He'll take it down the floor all the way, lays it up, no good, got fouled, he'll shoot two. I think that's a pretty good move. You got a 16-point lead. Put Clayton back in there, go for the coup de grace, and try to put the game away while you got the chance. Fourth foul on Brendan Durden for Bluff. And now Clayton Robbins. At the line where tonight he has been really good. He is now, with that free throw, he is 5 out of 5. Clayton has 19, so he will hit 20. If he makes this next free throw. 55-38. And the next one, no good. Rebound, though, by Aiden Judd. And the Scissors have it. Down the key. Here's Robbins puts up, no good. Put that good by Jacob Moore. And I love to watch Jacob Moore play. He is a hard-nosed kid. 57-38. Edmondson at the point on the left side. Hurd, free throw line, step through, double team, back to the point, right side. Dallas Williams launches from long range, good. That's his first basket of the second half. 16-point game after the three. 57-41. 5.5 to go. Scissors doing a good job moving the ball, making it hard to double team. Tuma circles around all the way to the point. Aiden Judd with a three, and it's no good. And Durden with a rebound up the left side to Lathan. Lathan dribbles in, back out to the point. Nearly stolen, but picked up. Now Edmondson will drive all the way in. Scoop shot, good. Edmondson is an all right little guard. He's got 11 points. .57-43. Under 5 minutes. Trap. Got hung up midair. Got it. Drag out the Tuma now. More at the left elbow. You just, in this case, you don't want to put yourself in a spot where you can be double teamed. That means the sideline, the corners, near midcourt. Here's Robbins for a three from the right side. No good. Ball goes long to the near corner. Chased down by Edmondson. He'll bring it up to the right end. And now blocking foul on Jacob Moore. That's his fourth. So since he has four, Josiah Long will come in the ball. No, he's going to come in for Aiden Judd. Here's a shot on the inbound by Williams. No good. Rebound long to the corner. Picked up by Kraft. Now to Tuma. Back to Clayton Robbins in the right corner, front court. Jacob Moore, lob pass to the baseline. Clayton Robbins curls over the top. Bullet, 10-footer, block foul on the play against Poplar Bluff. 4:08 to go.
How about number 34, Sammy Durden?
Sammy Durden picks up his first foul. For Poplar Bluff. Clayton Robbins, free throw, no good. Clayton sitting on 19 points. No good again. Rebound to the Mule. So Clayton made his first five, then he's missed three in a row. Out front, here's Steele. Evanston in the corner. Dallas Williams with a three, and it's good. Timeout. 3:55 to play. The lead down to 11. West Plains on top, 57 to 46. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. It's Zizzer Basketball on KDY.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota have been helping people around the farm for over 40 years. You can get the job done and get it done right with the Kubota L-Series line of tractors, like the L2501 all the way to the L4701. See the powerful Kubota L-Series tractors assembled here in the USA at Edgler and Harper.
Hi, this is Charlene Smith. Remember, we are two names you can trust, Edgler and Harper and Kubota, Mountain Grove and West Plains.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
57-46, Poplar Bluff trailing by 11. West Plains ball in the backcourt. Long baseball pass on the press, caught by Kraft. Great catch. Now he is double-teamed. Kicks it back outside to Robbins. Back on the wing, threw it too high, and out of bounds, turnover West Plains. We don't need to do stuff that fast with an 11-point lead with under 4 minutes to go. The turnover is only the fifth tonight against West Plains. That's one thing that Mason Miller really deserves a lot of credit for. This basketball team turned the ball over repeatedly last year. They have done such a much better job of taking care of the ball. On the left side, Edmondson will dribble in the lane, double team, bounce pass underneath, open layup good by Markell Hurd. It's down to a 9-point game. Tuma, 3:20 to go. Still a lot of time. Tuma on the baseline, Jacob Moore. And there will be a blocking foul, and that will be number 5 on J.R. Latham, who just fouled out of the ballgame. 3:17 to go. Latham fouls out. He did not score in the game. So, Sammy Durden comes back in the lineup for Bluff. Jacob Moore will be at the free throw line. He is one out of two tonight. Two shots, first try, good. ...58-48. 3:17 left, no good. And Poplar Bluff gets the rebound. We've not been great at the line here in the fourth quarter. Upside pull-up. Hurd shoots for a two, and it's good. Markell Hurd makes it an 8-point game. 3 minutes to go. Crossover dribble. Robbins on the wing. Long goes baseline all the way. Laid it up, and he missed it. Rebound to Durden. Edmondson dribbles over, bounce pass across, Hurd, up fake, goes baseline, step through, fadeaway shot in and out, rebound tipped high in the air, taken by Durden, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two with 2:33 to go, and this game is not over. That's on Clayton Robbins, who just fouled out of the ball game. So Blake Robbins fouls out of the game with 19 points. Free throw shooter now for Poplar Bluff, Sammy Durden. He has 12 points. First free throw is way off the mark, no good. Dallas Williams will come out of the Poplar Bluff lineup. exactly sure why. He just has one foul. That's when it's good. Durden makes one. Now 7 point game. Here's Jared Kraft, front court to the right wing. Back outside, ball deflected and knocked out of bounds. Stays with West Plains. 2:26 to go, up by 7. Well, it's not a 16-point lead like it was a little while ago, but you still would take a 7-point lead with this much time. 2:20 to go. Jacob Moore in the corner. Pressured, skip pass to the point. Judd, right wing. Ethan Tuma back the other wing. Moore with an up fake. Dribbles over. Now Josiah Long. We're just holding the ball. We're not trying to score. Ace to Judd, over to Kraft. 2 minutes to go. Josiah Long. Tied up, lost it, turned it over, foul on Josiah in the backcourt. That's what happens when you don't play to score. Turnover, foul, Josiah Long's got 4 now. You get back on your heels, you're not aggressive. The other team can sense that, so they come at you even harder. And now, 1:55 left, Bluff has the ball. Dallas Williams on the wing. They score here, it could get serious. On the right side, Durden, fall away, shot, foul on the shot, and it'll be 2 shots. Durden leaned in, then fell away, and got the contact from Aiden Judd. First foul on Aiden, that stops the clock with 1:47 to go, and that's not good because that allows Brendan Durden to shoot these free throws and help Poplar Bluff pull closer with the clock not moving. Free throw good. This is a 2-possession game now. 58-52. Thanks to our Zizzer sponsors and our live stream sponsors as well. You're getting to see a good game tonight. Next one is good. 58-53. 147 left to go, and I can guarantee you this, West Plains is going to have to make some free throws before this one is over and we're going to win it. Kraft up the left side, Tuma. Back to Kraft, middle of the floor, lobbing up ahead. Long has it. Down the corner, Aiden Judd. Clayton Robbins is fouled out of the game. 1:33 to go. Judd has it. Back to Kraft. Minute and a half left, now 1:26. On the left side, Tuma. Lob pass down low, long wraparound. Pass, Judd. Smartly kicks it outside. Jacob Moore. Step through. All the way. Wraparound to Long. Lays it up and good. We held the ball, but we were aggressive to the basket when the opportunity came up. Now 7-point game again. 1:05 left. In the left corner, Markell Hurd with a 3. That hits top the backboard, and that's a dead ball, and it goes back to West Plains. Number 59 seconds left. Both teams in the double bonus, so every foul is 2 shots. Crap. Foul backcourt, shoot 2. And Jay Edmondson just fouled out of the ball game for Poplar Bluff. He fouls out with 11 points. Kind of like him, either. He plays hard. 60-53, and here is Jared Kraft. Free throw, no good. Man alive. Second half has not been good at the line for West Plains. One more try to make it an 8-point game, and it's good. We'll get timeout with 55 seconds to go. Timeout West Plains, 61-53, back in 1 minute on KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We come back to play a foul at the defensive end. Aiden Judge just standing there. The ball handler went around him, and they called for his second foul. Boy, you don't want to foul. That's one thing you do not want to do. 48.9 left in the ball game. Free throw shooter here is Brendan Durden, who is 4 out of 6 from the line. This one's no good. One more attempt. And good. Corbin Thomas checks back in for the Mules. Full court pressure, 61-53, and an immediate foul on the inbound pass. Dallas Williams will pick up his second foul, the Poplar Bluff. Next broadcast here tomorrow night from the Civic Center. Grizzlies will be back home playing the Vikings from Jefferson College. That starts at 7. We're back here for Ladies Zizzer Basketball on Thursday night, and then on the road Friday night, we'll be on the road to Ozark as the Zizzer boys will play the Tigers. Josiah Long at the line tonight is 0 for 1. This one is good. Number 30, 32-54. West Plains is averaging 62 points a game this year. So this is right on the button. Next try, good. Front court, they're going to have to shoot quick. 42 seconds left. Down by 9 in the corner. Hurd shoots air ball. Picked up by Josiah Long. They'll chase him in the backcourt. He'll get it across to Ethan Tuma. 32 seconds to go. Judd in the front court. They still haven't fouled. There it is. 26 seconds to go. That'll be the last foul in the ball game, probably. Ethan's just shaking his head. He's got bunked over there by three maroon shirts. Aiden Judd at the line. First try. Good. Next try, no good. Rebound Long, and he got his own rebound. How about that? The only player with a white shirt on that side of midcourt. The shooter got the rebound, and now they'll foul Jacob Moore to stop the clock with 18 seconds to go. Markell Hurd just fouled out of the basketball game. Well, he got two fouls very early in the ball game, but lasted this long, so he fouls out with 9 points. Jacob Moore will be the free throw shooter for West Plains. He'll get two shots, first try, no good. Our free throw shooting has not been good. We're shooting 45% in the second half. Good. 18 seconds to go. All West Plains has to do is not foul. There's a three from way outside. That's knocked in from range by Bryson Hunter. I mean, that was a bomb. And now foul in the backcourt. Wagner's first basket. That was nearly, he was nearly out of bounds over there on the right wing. If I were watching the recording of that, live streaming it, I'd have to rewind that just to see how far out that shot was. Josiah Long will shoot, and the first one is good. The second foul on Miles Johnson for Bluff. Next one is good. Front court quick. Here's a shot for a three from the wing, and the ultimate humiliation, your shot wedges between the backboard and the rim. And that is a jump ball. That will be a turnover. Zizzer ball with 2.3 to go. This one, you can stick a fork in it. It's done, and West Plains wins the ball game by a final of 67.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains raises their record to 6-7 on the season, and they win it tonight over Poplar Bluff at West Plains High School. The final score is 67-57. 19 by Clayton Robbins tonight, 18 for Jared Kraft. 11 for Jacob Moore, 10 points for Josiah Long, 6 points for Ethan Tuma, and 3 for Aiden Judd. Poplar Bluff leading scorer with 13 was Sammy Durden. So the win again makes the Zizzer record 6-7. Poplar Bluff falls to 7-7. Next up for the Zizzer boys, Friday night at Ozark. We'll have it here on KDY. And tomorrow night we'll have Grizzly basketball from the Civic Center when they host the Vikings from Jefferson College at Hillsboro. But tonight, West Plains got off the deck, outscored Poplar Bluff early 20-2, pulled out to a 13-point halftime lead, and they win it by 10, 67-57. Billy Carlos in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from West Plains High School.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.